Hello, everyone, and welcome into Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz.
What's up, boys?
And, of course, Sunshine.
What's going on, everybody?
So we are now live not only on Spotify, but also Apple Podcasts. If you just search for Sports Betting by Dummies on either one of those, you should be able to find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. We'll post our best bets of the night along with the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And before we get started, I'd like to just give a quick shout out to the Permaglitch Gaming guys. They are allowing us to kind of be under their umbrella and create content in relationship with them. So make sure you go in, on your podcast sites, make sure you search for Permaglitch Gaming and give them a follow. So to start off the episode today, I'm going to give you a little bit of a story. So this happened on December 26th of 2020. And I wasn't doing good gambling. You know, nothing shocking here. I was losing money. I was down to the last $2.50 in my account. Well, there was a Spread the Love campaign coming up in FanDuel. And so I was with my boys. And I said, all right, we're going to send it. We're going to try to get up to $25 in the account so we can spread the love on that. If not, if I lose it, I'm going to put more money into it. So I put my last $2.50 on a chaos theory, and I'm going to let Diz kind of explain to you what chaos theory is.
Thanks, Patty. Chaos theory is essentially a round robin, and it's a massive round robin. I guess it can be as big as you want it to be. Round robins are kind of confusing, maybe a topic for another episode that would take longer to explain, but essentially it's a parlay, but you're hedging your parlay with, let's say you have a 14 parlay. If two of the four win, you can make some money back, or three of the four win and you can make some money back. So it's basically a way to hedge your parlay. Now, chaos theory is essentially a round robin with all or most underdogs. So if most underdogs win, you make a lot of money. That's why we call it chaos
money
theory.
Line
because we want chaos to
in the
ensue.
NBA,
and
which,
if it does,
you know,
we'll make some money.
Anything can happen in the NBA, right? So I did the round robin. I did the 4x5, and I did, you know, a straight up 5-team parlay. All of them hit, baby. So I came out on top, came out with about $50, and I was ready to get my account back up to where I wanted it to be. So be on the lookout on Twitter. We will be doing some chaos theory picks later on in the week. But I just want to say that Christmas came a day late for your boy.
Hell yeah, Patty.
So now, of course, with it being Monday, April 5th, tonight is the college basketball national championship game. So, of course, we got to talk about it. The current spread right now is Gonzaga -4.5. We'll get to these guys' picks here in a second on the game, but I'll go ahead and start off. I'm liking Gonzaga -4.5. A lot of people are saying they had a tough overtime battle against UCLA on Saturday night. They're going to be juiced. They're going to be tired. You know, they don't think they can cover the 4.5. And I get it. Baylor's a really good team. But Gonzaga made it work on Saturday night. And that's just one of those hiccup games where they figured things out that they didn't know about themselves. I like Gonzaga -4.5 tonight.
I would agree with you, Patty. I think Gonzaga is going to roll, and kind of like you said, they already had their close game. You know, even some of the best teams of all time, they have a close one in the NCAA tournament, and for them to pull that one out, I think it's going to be a big W for Gonzaga. No disrespect to Baylor, they can play. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's close, but 4.5 is not enough. I'm going to take Gonzaga -4.5 as well.
All right, Sunshine, what do you got?
Well, because I like to be different, I'm going to go with Baylor, and also because I don't want Gonzaga to ruin the one thing that IU still has going for them. So of that, of being a, of winning a national championship after an undefeated season. So I'm going to go with, I'm shooting for Baylor. I'm not betting on the game, but I'm rooting for Baylor tonight. Go Bears.
It took me a bit. I was like, what does this have anything to do with IU? But yes, IU was the last team to go completely undefeated and win the national championship. So there you have it. Should be a good game, I think. So let's just hope for a good one. So now before we get into our best bets of tonight, let's go over our best bets from last episode. Go ahead and give that a listen if you haven't yet. I went 2-1, but not all wins or losses are created equal, unfortunately. I gave you the lock of Warriors +3, I believe, on Friday, and they lost by 50. We will take our hits here and there. When Steph Curry and Draymond Green are a late scratch, you know, it's going to happen to you, and that's what you got to be careful when you're betting the NBA. But we're going on to tonight. We're going to keep going strong. Diz, I believe you went 0-2 on Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I appreciate you calling me out like that. I could have said it myself. But, yeah, I'm 0-2, ice cold. Might want to fade me. I don't know.
I was going to say, we're going fade Diz here?
It's not a bad play to fade me. But I don't know, man. I'm in a little bit of a funk, but – you know, we're kind of approaching, you know, warmer weather. I'm gonna bet on more stuff because I want to watch more stuff. And you know, I'm feeling good. You never know what's gonna happen, but I'm ice cold as of late. We're trying to turn it around.
Hey, man, if anything in this gambling world, it's quite the roller coaster ride. There'll be times when you're feeling super, super hot. You're hitting everything. You can close your eyes and pick a game. And there's times where you can't catch a break. But you'll find your level. You'll get back. We'll be here waiting for you when it does.
Thanks, bro.
Sunshine, I believe you went 1-1 on best bets.
Yep, that's right, baby.
So,
I would like to clarify.
Oh, not okay.
Not to flex on myself, but I went 0-2 in my best bets, but I kind of nailed Trevor's bets. I agreed with the one he hit, and I disagreed with the one he didn't hit. So, you know, if you're trying to fade me, just keep that in mind. I was right on someone else's picks. So,
okay, well then, so now we'll go into our best bets for tonight. We already gave you our picks on the college basketball championship. I'm not going to touch that again with the best bet, but my first best bet of the night is the Jazz -5 against Dallas. There's no arguing about it. The Jazz are the best team in the West. Dallas is a pretty hot team right now, but they are banged up, and there's a chance Porzingis might not play. And I just think 5 is too low for a team as good as the Jazz against any team at full strength, much less a Dallas team that's pretty banged up. So I'm taking Jazz -5 there.
Is Kristaps their only injury? You said they were pretty banged up, but Kristaps doesn't play that much anyways. I mean, like, he's always injured.
Kristaps has been playing, like, every game this year. But J.J. Redick is also out. Willie Cauley-Stein, I believe, is also out. You know, they just don't have the depth. And the Jazz will just shoot lights out. So I think even if Porzingis plays, I still think 5, Jazz probably still cover the 5. With him out, it's a slam dunk.
Gotcha. I would stay away, but I feel you. Respect it.
My next best bet is the Kings -4. The Kings have just been covering machines of late, one of the hottest teams against the spread. And they're playing a terrible Timberwolves team. They still don't have D'Angelo Russell. They don't have their backup point guard, Ricky Rubio. I just don't see how the Timberwolves can keep up with the Kings tonight.
Love it. T-Wolves are hot garbage, as Patty Parlay says.
That's right. And also, okay. And then finally, the last pick for my tonight is the Wizards +5 against the Raptors. The Raptors still not a very good team. The Wizards have been sneaky good team as far as covering lately. And the Raptors are without Kyle Lowry, which is the starting point guard, along with a few other players. I'm a big play against go against a team that has a lot of injuries, particularly starters. I'm going Wizards plus five tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Seems too good to be true. I might actually take this one, Patty. You know I don't bet on the NBA, but I like this one a lot.
Not only do you usually not bet on the NBA, you usually don't go with my picks. So I'm feeling pretty good about it.
I do always fade Patty parlays, but I don't know. Maybe since I'm cold myself, maybe I'll try something new.
Hey, you never know what could happen. You could lose my bet by 50 points.
Happened before.
Yep. All right, Diz, what do you got for best bets for the night?
I got one best bet, trying to ease my way back into a winning streak. I got Flyers, Bruins, over 5.5. Keep it simple. Don't want to overthink it. These are two good hockey teams. I think they're going to score some goals, and it's going to be fun to watch when we bet the over. So I'm taking Flyers, Bruins, over 5.5.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Sunshine, what do you got for your best bets tonight?
per usual, Reds over the Pirates. That's going to be a common occurrence over the next several months. And then also tonight, I'm going to go – that's money line also. And then money line, I'm going Orioles over the Yankees. Orioles are really hot, but the Yankees are favored tonight, but I'm sticking with the Orioles.
Love it. You can always bet on Sunshine betting on the Reds money line, and that's what I love.
Do we have the value of Orioles money line? Like, are the how?
Let me grab that real quick. Last I checked, it was about 150, I think.
It's 150 is pretty good value. Are Orioles at home?
Okay, Orioles money line. Oh, I was very wrong. Orioles money line. Plus 198.
Pretty good. Are they at home?
They are at the Yankees, but the Yankees are 1-2, and I believe the Orioles are 3-0. Granted, it's, you know, early on, and the Orioles did just get done playing the dog crap Red Sox. But I don't hate that pick. That's a you're getting good value there on the Orioles.
I believe you meant dog shit.
Yes, that is what I meant. I just, for some reason, could not get myself to say it.
That's what happened. I like plus 198 value, but them being away is tough. Them not having the last at bat is kind of sus. I don't know anything about the Orioles. I don't know anything about their relief pitching, but that kind of leaves a sour taste in my mouth. But I like the value. I think I'm going to take it, Trev. I love it.
Hell yeah. Well, don't be mad at me if they get skunked, but I'm just.
Oh, bro, I won't. You've seen my hottest picks, man. I'm struggling.
Hey, there's no getting mad or angry if we mess up picks here. You know, we're not professionals by any means. We're just doing the best we can out here.
I mean, Golden State losing by 55 kind of hurt, but that's all right.
That did hurt, and you know, everyone let me hear that one. But that's okay. You know, you take your licks. You got the good with the bad. All right, so time for everyone's favorite part, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. I'm sure Dirty Mike will give me a laugh about this one, as he always does. But today's Hail Mary parlay of the day is $1 bet to win $776.54.
Yeah.
We got Spurs minus 9.5, Pistons minus 3, Nets minus 6, Kings minus 4, Jazz minus 5, Wizards plus 5, Suns minus 14, Cardinals money line. I like Reds as minus 1.5 run favorites, and the Rays money line. So, you boys got anything else before we send these folks on?
I don't know if this is podcast material, but did you see Castellanos got suspended for 2 games?
I did see that. Yeah. He is appealing, though. So I believe while the appeal process is happening, he can still play.
No matter what you think of the situation, my only take is he's literally
the hottest hitter in baseball right now, and the MLB is not going to let him play. That's just, it's just dumb.
What was it, two games?
Two games. It's just dumb.
Take your two games and go on with it.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Not really.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it, but we need your help. We are now up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Podbean and a few others. And wherever you are listening to this, would you please subscribe, like it, do whatever you can, but please give a review of the show. It gives us honest feedback, and the better the reviews, the better the ratings, the more people will listen to this, the more excited they'll get about it, the more you can help us, and then hopefully we'll help you guys in return. So please give us a review, 5 stars preferred. And then also a little teaser that I think we forgot to mention, but Wednesday we will be diving into the Masters, which starts on Thursday.
Let's go.
It's a big gambling week. We got the national championship tonight. We've got the Masters starting on Thursday. Baseball's in full swing. NBA's in full swing. A lot of ways to possibly make money. So thank you guys again, and we will see you all on Wednesday.